It was Maya Angelou who said, "People will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." Hi, this is Ginger, advisor at 12listen.com and host of my new show, Heart Matters, at 12radio.com. Heart Matters is a place where we explore all matters of the heart, anything that has real meaning to you. Heart Matters will be live every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific. It's my hope that Heart Matters becomes more than just a weekly radio show, but a place that leaves you feeling heard in all matters of the heart, because your heart matters. May you always leave here feeling heard in all matters of the heart, because, well, your heart matters.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Heart Matters. I am your host, Ginger, and I'm so very excited to announce our special guest that we have tonight, Psychic Kat Nicholson. And I did want to give a little bit of background about her. I've known her probably 10 years or more. And I did, of course, start out with psychic abilities probably like since the age of 3 or 4. But actually, what many of you may not know with Kat, not only is she a friend, but she's also a mentor. I started out in her 1-2 Academy classes. And through Kat, I had the courage to move forward with my abilities. After many of her classes, one day she said, "Are you going to talk about it or do it?" In her classic Gemini style. So without further ado, I want to introduce, who many of you already know, one of my favorite people in the world and definitely one of my favorite Geminis, Kat Nicholson. Welcome, Kat.
Thank you so much, Ginger. You brought tears to my eyes because I can't believe I was that fresh. No, I'm teasing. I said, it sounds like something I would say. Are you going to talk about it or do it? There are two types of people in the world, Ginger. I can hear myself, right? Yeah. But I adore you, and you are one of my favorite people also. And I am so excited that we're here. And you always, no matter what, You are so uplifting. You are so talented. You are really someone who definitely runs with their gifts and puts it out there. And you're brave. You're courageous. You did it. You put your pedal, you know, that metal to the pedal. Right. You did. And I'm like, woo, there goes Ginger, you know.
Well, thank you, Kat. Thank you. Absolutely. And, you know, I would really recommend anyone, like if you find her classes at 1-2 Academy, take those, because she is very specific. You're very involved. It's very hands-on, and you will know tarot inside and out by the time you are done. Sometimes you may need a little push like me, but she will get you there.
No, you were a very vigilant. You're actually one of my favorites because you did so much work. I remember the emails. I mean, you are living your effort, it's not that you didn't have the gift within you years prior, but I knew that. I could feel that very deeply, but you actually, the only thing you did is come for more structure to put it out to the world, because it's always inside of you no matter what you do. So, you know, just coming across me, and Ginger, believe it or not, it's a lot longer than 10.
I know. I'm
losing track. It's a lot long. It's long now, but I definitely know that you fulfill your mission and your purpose to the world. And I'm super proud. And I'm also just your energy, no matter what is going on. You're just like this ray of sunshine. So, you know, and you've been through a lot, and you're sometimes when we are healers and psychics, you know, in this world, and we're empaths and just really, really, you know, we are thrown. I think what people don't really understand is how much we are thrown, challenge to overcome challenge. And so I know that about you as well. I remember most recently, one of our conversations was when you were surviving those storms.
Yeah.
And your house didn't survive, you know, what you've gone through, and you were still Ginger.
Oh, well, thank you, Kat. Yeah, I know you've been through a lot too, and still, Kat, and I really, you know, the authenticity that you have means so much. And I know, like, to the listeners and your clients, because you're always real. Like, when I told everyone here at the beginning of the show, like, when you're like, are you going to talk about this? That was really, and you know, you laugh now, but to me, that's the motivation I needed, because I was like, she's right. Like, I've talked, I'm going to do these psychic things for years, and I needed that push. So I needed that truth that you had. You know, and I really.
I've become more kind as I've aged, okay? I'm chilled out now. No. But it is true. Sometimes we need that. You know what? I took a step back now and I'm ready to move forward, and I'm coming back out in the world after a little bit of taking a breath. And we have to also take a breath to live life a little bit, and maybe you know, just decide who else we are besides for myself. It was who else besides psychic cat. And experiencing a lot of maybe love on different levels, maybe feeling like yourself. Now I can feel you, you know, where before I could only think you back then a dozen years ago. I could think you. Now I can feel you too. So it's better. And so I think that's something that you, I know you know this, but you, you know, you do shock me in the best way. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Kat. I mean, I'm just like, I'm overjoyed to have you here. And I wanted to talk to everyone about some things going on in your life. I know you're a Gemini and juggling so many things. I wanted to have you here, especially during Gemini season. We have the Gemini new moon and Jupiter in Gemini. And I know you've probably got 1,000 things going on right now. So what's going on in your world right now? New projects, things like that.
You know, I am working with a couple of, well, you know, I joined someone who happened to be a client years ago for many, many years. And we had a session, and a company and a brand was built from one session. And it was quite a lengthy session. But the long and short of it is, I later joined her after her development of the company. I later joined and created a fragrance for her, which was her 6th out of 7 scents. And it is the 6th scent. So I was able to create a little bit of magic for her that way. And that over time, you know, it's really great because it's natural and it's pure and it's almost edible and wonderful. And it's definitely something that enhances our intuition, and people love it. And I'm excited about it for her. And her name is Yasmin Sewell. She's over in Europe. And she is creating one of the most amazing and incredible lifestyle brands called Vareo. But she has that fragrance, and she's running right now. She's in Hong Kong promoting the heck out of it, and it's doing well. And I'm just happy to be a part of these types of, you know, I don't even know what to say. The creative part of I'm showing my age now, as I'm teasing about the age thing, because I go on about it every year, as everyone knows. It's June. Geminis do not want to age by any stretch. And I am, so there's that. But the bottom line is, it's so nice to be able to bring some creativity to my workspace and to help others, which I want to do more of ahead, really create magic around who they truly are. And so that, you know, any kind of business, any kind of brand, any kind of creativity that I can bring and help, you know, people emerge with to the world, or for themselves and the world, is really what my goals are, I think, right now.
I love that, Kat. And where can people find their perfume? Like, Ellen, I love the name, by the way, the 6th Sense. I love that.
Well, Vareo.com is the website, and it's V as in Victor, Yrao.com. It's a very European name. And it's very catchy after time. It's unisex. It's very, very perfect for our times. And there's a code though, Ginger. It's CatVibes20. So they can use that CatVibes20. They have some sample kits. There's a bunch of cool things. They have incense, a bunch of cool things. And it's been fun. And you know, Ginger, it's interesting because you're bringing this up now. And Kat, you know, as you know, for myself, I'm like three years away from it now. So the creation of it. So Of course there are so many other levels and layers of what happens every day. And when I'm thrilled that you ask me about it, but I'm also, you know, Gemini, I've moved on now, you know, I'm on to other things. I have a lot, you know, like you said, everything you say is true. Mm-hmm. But thank you for asking.
Oh, you're welcome. And I put that in the chat. Is that like, does it have to be lowercase or upper?
Anything. It'll take it.
Anything it'll take. Okay, I'll put CatVibes20 there that they can find. And I love that, Cat. And so I love that it's unisex and, you know, that everyone can have that.
Cool. That, she's a very cool woman for sure. So. Yeah, but
go ahead, Kat.
Ginger, they're world travelers, and Kat doesn't like to leave home. So.
I feel that.
You know this, right, by now?
You got Venus in Cancer, right? Does that make sense?
I have Venus in Taurus. My Venus is in Taurus, but I have Mercury, Jupiter in Cancer, Virgo rising. I mean, there's no hope.
Absolutely. And I love that for everyone that they can get that there. So what else is going on, Kat? I know you've probably got 1,000 projects and things going on because I know you stay busy for sure.
I do. And I love my family, and the children came back as young adults with their mini families. And they're definitely, you know, 30, they're here. Yeah, I see them on Saturdays. They finally caught on to the fact that if they try to show up at any other time, I'm going to be working and they can't see me. So, but, you know, Ginger, I'm planning on teaching again. I'm still writing that damn book that you should be turning around saying to me, you know.
I will, Kat.
There are people who talk about it and people who do it, Ginger.
Yeah, we'll have that conversation privately.
Write that. But I am still, I mean, it is in my face. I literally started over again. Mm-hmm. I am so anal retentive. Sorry, guys. It's the truth. I am neurotic about really what do we want to put out into the world. And the one thing that I have added over time were more layers. And the layers are what's really holding me up, Ginger. It's because I keep adding on. When you read the same deck of cards for 40 years, and now my second deck is in use now for about a year and a half to 2 years because it's in one piece. The other one is just totally annihilated. But because I'm using the same deck, you know, the layers that come with our evolution as humans just continue to unravel and unfold with the interpretation and meaning of the cards. And then there are in my space now, connecting the God dots, the universal plan of how I'm going to bring faith, hope, love, and charity in the interpretation of each and every card. So it's a very, you know, Cat thing. It's got to be like massive perennial or something. Like, I don't know how it's going to play out. But the bottom line is I'm with it. I really am.
I know it'll be good because, like, even your classes, like, it's so funny that you say the layers. Like, I probably wrote my hand off every class writing all these interpretations, different astrological houses. Like, so that's why I tell the listeners, if you've not yet taken Kat's 1-2 Academy class and she teaches tarot, you're missing out because you will go inside and out of tarot. You will dissect it. You will know it backwards.
Right. And you know the planets.
And that's what makes it so good, Kat, is like you really have the depth. Yeah.
It did. I know you already had it, but I definitely know it gave you your, I know it gave you wings. I feel that. And I love that. And I also know that you're a straight shooter, and you know, it's challenging because you have to use your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Really know what, right? When we read the way we do and it's layered and things unravel for others, it's very what gets you first. And you have to incorporate at the same time so many different things and so many parts of yourself to bring to the session. And as people come to us, Ginger, as you know, even since we've met and we started our relationship, every relationship we have is no longer one-dimensional. It's like, hey, let's go back to the ancestry. This is what's happening in the now. Let's go back to your ancestry and see what happened six lifetimes ago and see how we're going to work with that and how we're going to alter it and help your maybe change the patterns for the generations, maybe change the demons or overcome the, like, I don't know, karma, I'm mixed about that word, but overcome a lot of what we carry through our bloodline and our relationships with our grandparents, our parents, and now changing it for our children and our nieces and our nephews and things like this, our grandchildren. So I'm into that. I'm a little more focused on healing in that way right now for others. And so it brings in a new dimension to the work, and I love it.
I love that too. And I mean, I really can grasp what you're saying there, because I think of it as like energetic DNA, you know, like we have our physical DNA that we get in genetics from our parents and ancestors, but there's also our energetic DNA, or, you know, the lessons we come here to learn and the things we come to heal sometimes for generations before us and ahead of us. So absolutely. You're definitely right on with that, Kat. So if there was like, so we were talking a little bit about intuition, Kat, if you could like give some tips, like quick tips before we go into free mini readings about someone that wants to boost their intuition, because I know you're the queen of that. What would you give them just to help their intuition, to really help them hone in on that?
I think really, Ginger, that's a great question, because we are all very, very different and our messages can come from anywhere. But the most important message I can share, and what I've learned over time, which is really the easiest to forget, is the method of which you connect yourself to your higher power. And understanding that God or the God connection, whatever that means to everyone individually, is truly what brings you, well, I want to say, the highest form of truth. And so we're not really responsible for ourselves in the manner of which we're out here dangling like we have pressure, or taking the pressure away from ourselves and remembering this is about your personal spiritual connection to God or the universe's energy or whatever you believe in as your messenger, your guides, all of this. And I think that's the most important piece, because it's so easy to begin a session or to even look at our own day. How many of you pull cards for yourselves, you know? How many of you wake up in the morning and go, oh, this day is gonna be, you know, whatever. Or this day is gonna be amazing. Or we're nervous about something. We're really taking ourselves away from the situation to expand our intuition by remembering we are not alone in this physical reality. We have invisible helpers. We have guidance. And it's the easiest thing to forget every day, because we want to take it upon ourselves to know what's coming or what's happening. And intuition, it can be a sharp moment. You could turn on the TV and get a voice that says, your answer for whatever you're looking for. You can be thinking about, oh, I need, I'll give you a very gentle physical example.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here and I need an attorney for something. I have to create a will or I have to do something. Next thing you know, 2 hours later, you're sitting down on the couch, you turn on your television set. It happens to everyone every day. You already put it out there that you need an attorney. You don't know how you're going to get one, but you need this to happen. You turn the TV on, and there's like this big ad right in your face. Mm-hmm. There's your answer. You know, that's a very physical form of an example of how we get our answers. But then there are those deep, deep answers that may become in a different form. And, you know, I've been visited by, and I know this sounds crazy and that's okay. I have had visits from what can only be described as like a Jesus visit or a God visit or a voice that says you are no longer going to do this, or mm-hmm. you are no longer going, and it's always like some kind of habit, you know what I mean? Like when I smoked, I was convinced back in the day that, you know, the elders of the tribe, the Indians and the chief that I had worked with at one time, he said, oh, you know, psychics need to smoke because, you know, it brings in energy and stuff like that. And of course I run with that because I like it, right? And I get to use my hands as a Gemini. And one day I was sitting in the sauna and I heard a voice and I felt a presence and I saw a light and I heard, you are never going to smoke again. And I was like, what? I'm thinking, what's she talking about, Lily? I'm like, and do you know, Ginger, till this day I have not done, I can't. I literally, and that to me is an intuitive knowing. This was a man's, like, this can only be described as some kind of crazy light because it was the power and the presence of really what I say, God or the universe telling me you can no longer do this. And I've had experiences like that with other things too. So that those kind of intuitive, I'm sure all of you have had visitors in your dreams. Ginger, I know you have because you have a little ghost playing over at your house. And we have energy and entities and beings and or we see orbs. Remember, Ginger, we used to talk about the little orb vibe, the little rainbow orb that came in to our mm-hmm. classes sometimes. And this is all so multidimensional for an answer, but there is no right or wrong answer to our own intuition as long as we remember we are not alone and we have invisible help to bring us anything that we need, and it's miraculous in that way. It truly is.
It is. And I think one of the amazing things, I mean, I really can't go on enough about your classes, Kat, honestly, for anyone who's not taken those, I would highly recommend it because like you were talking, like sitting those subtle signs, sometimes not so subtle signs, and then taking like the information and knowledge that you have and you sharing it with everyone. And I did want to share with everyone, like, excuse me, how you teach everyone to like utilize their own form of intuition because we all receive things differently. And like one of the first classes, I remember like we had the tarot cards and we meditated on them because it was like we had to kind of work from our own intuition, how we interpreted it. And then you would tell us like what it meant. But like, so you're very engaging with that too, really helping everybody embody like their natural gifts and really learning to trust and build their intuition, but also like our guides, God, goddess, spirit, universe, whatever that is, but really having that co-creative energy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're so right. It's, you know, it's interesting because, and we grow and we change, and as humans, you all, and I love your chat room, Ginger. I love the vibes in there. We have some Gemini energy.
I was going to tell you that. We have a lot of Geminis.
Carrie Campbell's in here. Where's Kelly? Did she say she loves being a Gemini? I love
it's
that.
It's her birthday, Kat. Today's Kelly's birthday.
Happy birthday, Kelly. Morgana, happy birthday. I know I feel like you're close. Did we celebrate recently? Terry, happy birthday to her also. And, you know, it's been a little crazy, Ginger. I don't know if you could feel Jupiter because I could definitely feel your sign. So I don't know why you wouldn't feel mine because that damn Saturn in Pisces is already kicking my ass.
But, try being a Pisces.
Oh my gosh, I'm telling you now. Mark's like, just remember to breathe and keep the faith, you know? Like, oh, thank you. No, I'm teasing. Of course, he's been very, but I can feel it. I'm like, where did this serious tone come from? And where are the what boundaries? You know, this kind of thing. Right. Wait, who are you? Poltergeist has moved in again and menopause is over. There's no, you know, this is crazy. It's so crazy.
It is.
You wait, Ginger. You're right behind us.
Oh, no, I am. I'm there. I feel it. Trust me. The ghost I have is probably perimenopause ghost or something. I'll just name it Perry.
That's right. Name it. That's right. And then it's interesting because Chiron kind of pays a little knock at your door for a while during these moments. And it's almost like, who? And then you take your breath and you break free from this time, this Chiron return, you know, and you're like, I'm out of it, just in time for a break before that big second Saturn return. You know, it's like so funny, right? It's life. But I think the point being about this time, and for everyone coming into your 50s and being in your 50s and really living every moment, it really does increase your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings in more layers and more empathy and more compassion than ever, because you are not immune to all of these life experiences that you thought, right? That you thought you were going to be superhuman through. So, it humbles you, right?
Absolutely. So we do have, Kat, I'm glad you mentioned the chat. We do have quite a few people over there, and I'm sure you've seen it because you're the master of multitasking as a Gemini. So we do have Miss Terry, Gemini, and we have Renee who says hello. Hello, Renee. We have her, and we have Evelyn. She has a question. We'll get to her in a little bit. So glad to have you, Evelyn. She's a Virgo. We have Rosie Cat. She's an Aries.
Hello. And we love that Aries energy too.
Yes, yes. And we have Miss Kelly. Happy birthday, Kelly. Miss Paula, she says, good evening, Ginger and Kat and everyone. Welcome, Paula. Glad to have you here. I think Paula is a Scorpio. We have Miss Maureen. Hello, Maureen. She says, hello, Ginger, Jay, Kathleen, and one, two friends. Wicked rain storms here in Maryland. Loving it's Gemini season. Praying for some good juju as I'm heading to Jersey for a sister's daughter's weekend for a beach and a concert. Would love a message. Permit, please.
We love her.
I love that, Maureen.
We love everyone.
So fun. Yes, absolutely. I love it. We have Pamela. She says, hello, Ginger and Kat, two of the most amazing, bubbly people. I can't ever be sad listening to either of you. Thank you all, Pamela. I'm happy to know that you're here. It makes me happy. And we have Jay and Karen. Hello, Karen. Hello, Elizabeth. I think Elizabeth's a Gemini too, Kat. You got quite a few Geminis here supporting.
Rachel, I see Rachel or Raquel. I don't know how you pronounce your name, honey, but I'll go either way, but she probably plays both of those names very, very well, I would say, and I'm sure she embraces it all, and she's a Gemini also, so I love that Catherine is here as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's interesting, Ginger, I'm seeing some questions. Yanira, hello, sweetie. You know, I'm thinking, they're asking about homes, their space. I see this energy in the portals of the energy. And I've been preaching a lot about space clearings this week for some reason.
Me too.
So I guess we're aligned on that. And yeah, for sure, it's a topic. You know, it's interesting how we all, we always say this, Ginger, as you remember and live by as well, the synchronicity and the alignment, even though we all experience things maybe in different ways, in different forms, or our essence of our lives are different, you know, the synchronicity of topics or challenges, or we blame the planets. So I love to have something to blame it on.
Yeah, we all do.
So, right, exactly. It's ideal that we really do share some of, and I had this crazy thing. I think I had a client this week where her puppy had a hot spot right where my puppy had the hot spot.
Oh,
like
wow.
Things start to really align that way over time when we're connecting as humans, you know? So it's just a minor example of what I've seen a lot of, and this Jupiter in Gemini, you know, the onset, and I'm calling it an onslaught of Gemini planets. You can tell when a planet moves, it's and it's uncomfortable in its, you know, location.
Oh yeah.
You can tell Jupiter's a little edgy in Gemini. So I think it'll settle down, but I'm definitely experiencing that overwhelming everything.
Mm-hmm.
And when we go through heightened sensitivity, you know, the more we grow as intuitives, Ginger, as you know, the more sensitive we become to everything.
Absolutely.
And so, sometimes, I should call Mark Hessen on the hotline. No, I'm teasing. Sometimes, poor Mark. You know, sometimes my sensitivity becomes more heightened than it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a reactor with a fire moon, and I definitely know, and I'm aware now because we can learn to harness the energy.
Yeah.
But it's for all of you who are sensitives and all of you who are intuitive or psychic or you know, have abilities, you're all healers in your own way and believers in an even bigger way together. For all of you in this world who are doing this and growing in this spiritual capacity, it's okay to know and understand yourself, or at least accept the fact that, yeah, you're not crazy. You are not imagining something's going on. You know, you can't put your finger on it in this hour, but you're going to, you know, figure it out later. And you definitely have to stay aware of your own feelings and acknowledge them and move through them. And definitely with as much compassion and understanding for yourself as you have for others, no doubt.
Absolutely. And I think that's a big one, because a lot of the listeners here, I think, especially in the chat, are empaths. And, you know, it is easy sometimes to have that empathy and compassion for other people. And sometimes we want to help people so much, like you said, healers, that we forget about that self-care and our own self-care, you know, taking care of our own emotions and our feelings and things like that. Sometimes that can happen. Like, you're just exhausted and then like the time for you is gone. Like, it's bedtime, or you fall over on the bed or whatever, you know, like that kind of thing. So I think that's important for sure, Kat. But if you're ready, Kat, we can take some questions. If you want to take some questions, we have quite a few in the chat. Do you want to do some free mini readings?
You go. I mean, I'll follow your lead, and I'm definitely on board for that. I love you, Lori. Love. I didn't even see you until now. You snuck in on me. Those
little cats. Oh, I love it. Hello, Lori. Hello, Catherine.
She's not a Jersey sister. Hello, hello. So
I love it. And you know, Kat, you also have another Gemini. Victoria is a Gemini. So I think we've got more Geminis here than anything. And I love it. So you've got a lot of support.
It is the season, I'm sure.
It is. So I love it. And if anyone wants to post, you can start posting some questions. I see some here already. The first one we have is from Evelyn. She says, do I go back into healthcare field or clerical real estate foreclosure field with my legal administration degree is in? Unsure and also unstuck. Also stuck about if I should lay low with my singing for a while. Please help. Still a bit stuck still. And she's a Virgo with a Gemini rising, more Gemini energy, and a Cappy moon. So what I see for you, Evelyn, right away is I see like a flower that was like closed and then it pops up. So like I really see, like, even though it feels like you have that singing on like the back burner or hold, I do really see that popping up for you again, because that looks like, I see that as part of like your core. It's almost like an anchor to your soul. So that looks like the universe is always going to bring you with that. I see that coming to the forefront for you. It looks like you put that on hold some, but I do see that popping back up for you. And you know, like Kat said, it is Gemini season. Jupiter's in Gemini, and Gemini's always going to offer those options, those choices, which is a good thing too. And it's really about what they say for you, really staying, excuse me, grounded, setting, like making sure like that you are grounded and within yourself and your energy. I do see a little bit of a block in your throat chakra. So like turquoise, eating blueberries, wearing turquoise, eating blueberries, that's going to help. But I do see too, Evelyn, even though I don't see a clear answer about the healthcare or real estate right now, I do see it's important for like for you to do like what you're passionate about. Don't do anything that you feel pushed into or like maybe coaxed into, because it's really important for you like to follow that inner fire, that passion, and really to have clear boundaries. And I do see something that looks like it could really bloom for you, maybe like in late Cancer season and again around fall, somewhere around that time frame where things stand right now for you. And the angel that I have coming forth to help you with this is Archangel Haniel, and the stone is rose quartz. And I'm going to pass that on to Kat.
I love it. And I right away, Ginger, am feeling numbers for Evelyn. I agree as far as she's saying she's stuck. When you feel stuck, you have to honor that as well, because working through it is definitely what is, I feel not pushing. I don't like that you feel stuck, but I like that you go with it. And as I just said, to follow the flow of what you're feeling, or follow that, it's almost like a knowing of acknowledgement of what you're getting inside. And so I'm feeling nines and I feel September, and that happens to be right after your next birthday. So I like that energy. I think the timing is right. Now let me go back and read your, I feel nine as, and this is, that's about your singing. But I also feel, she said, do I go back into the healthcare field or clerical real estate foreclosure? Let me just pull a few cards for you. Lay low with your, I feel lay low with your singing until, I feel like this summer, it's almost like your voice needs rest. And because you're developing voice for something different. And I also believe that this is what you're being called to do. And then you're going to come out of your shell. Like Ginger said, she saw the flower opening. And I love that. I also feel dietary changes to build more strength in your being. Like summer is great for that for you. And as well as far as your work, though, let me just pull a few cards. I keep getting the Hermit in my mind, but you're a Virgo, so that makes too much sense to me. So there has to be more information, meaning I'm leaning away from the real estate foreclosure. I think Ginger, you did also, did you say no?
I didn't get anything with that. Hers was more like her following her passion. I didn't get anything clear on either one of those. Anything clear. It was more about like her passion and things that she's that light her up and inspire her to go
I
with
think
that.
So too. Honey, I think you're going to go through a spiritual awakening over the summer, and you have to wait until the sun's through Leo. And it doesn't mean nothing's going to come between now and then, but I actually really feel after that when the sun enters Virgo, you're going through like this empowering change over summer. I wouldn't make any big moves until then. I really wouldn't.
I agree.
And I lean towards healthcare more than real estate.
Yeah, absolutely. And with that Virgo energy, that's really going to support that, Evelyn. With the healthcare, that's really going to support that. I agree with Kat 100% with that for you. So I hope that helped, Miss Evelyn. And next, Kat, we have Maureen. I'm so glad you're here, Maureen. And she says, hello, Ginger, Jay, and Kathleen, and one, two friends. Wicked rainstorms here in Maryland. Loving this Gemini season. praying for some good juju as I'm heading to Jersey for a sister's daughter's weekend for beach and concert. Would love a message if time permits, please. Absolutely. So what I'm seeing for you, Maureen, is I do, this trip does look like it's going to be good for you. I do see something. If I do recall correctly, I think you got that Capricorn moon, Maureen, which is that work, that perseverance, that tenacity. So I see that very much on your mind. And I do see, like, they show me an image of like you stacking Lego blocks. And that would always be indicative, like you're trying to build something. So as a Capricorn, that makes sense. You're trying to build that legacy, something for the future for you, something as like to pass down generations. So I see you building something that you're working on. It looks like this is around finances or a legacy or something like that. But your angels and guides are saying, don't worry about this. You're going to have more than enough money, more than enough resources to get this thing that you're trying to get off the ground, or just leaving that legacy for future generations. So I do see that for you too. They're saying it's really important too, and with that Capricorn moon, and I can relate because I have that too, Maureen. That self-care is important, and just really having that good time with your sisters, really doing things that are fun, having that lighter energy, you know, just having that lighthearted energy, some celebration, some fun, because everything else is going to come together. And I really see this, like, the important thing is balance for you, because like this project or whatever you're working on, I do see this becoming stronger over time. And even though it may take a little bit longer, it's going to last longer for you. It's going to be more solid, and it looks like it will sustain you for many years to come, what you're working on. So that does look good for you. The angel that I have coming for you is Jophiel. That's to help with the bigger picture. And the stone I have for you is Citrine, Maureen. So I'm going to pass that to Kat.
Well, thank you, Miss Ginger. And hello, Maureen. And I love that you're going to New Jersey.
I am
also going to ask you to take a little rest in between your travels, because I do believe that the concert and everything else looks fantastic. And I just love this for you, because I do feel little miracles popping up out of everywhere in your life also. And I feel like things that have been bothering you for a really long time are going to really start to turn around there. You will overcome. And I pulled the star card as your outcome. So, you know, I always say Maureen's my star. I tell her all the time that she has a little stroke of luck going on.
Yeah.
And this is a big stroke of luck coming up. So she's going to feel really relaxed about her finances. I do see a win of sorts. I do not, she knows, I always give her my disclaimer. I'm not promoting any gambling jersey. But I definitely feel a win for her coming ahead.
Yeah.
And Maureen, I just want you to rest a little bit, because I am acting like Mother Hen, but it's true. I do feel, and I'm not trying, because you're going to be with a lot of people. There's a lot of things going on with the weather. I know who you're going to see. So I do feel like it's going to be packed. And if you can breathe in between and take a few moments for yourself, like just some downtime, maybe alone to get a cup of coffee or tea or, you know, anything like this to just deflate a little bit. Because when you're going to be close to other people's energies as well. And so it's going to be like, okay, put an imaginary box around you, put yourself in a little bubble. And I also feel like, I don't know, there's a magical time ahead, but I see money. I see gain. I feel like any things mirror where something was a little on the negative side, it's going to turn into a positive. And again, in your physical body, if you get tired, please pay attention to that, because I do feel like we need to like get your energy up, you know, back to you, only because you're going to be giving out so much with all these people and you're going to be absorbing a lot of energy. But I would say keep your eye on that money, Tiger. So I can't wait to hear about this. Okay. So enjoy, be safe and be well.
Yeah. I love that for you too, Maureen. And I was going to say, I thought I saw a casino win, but I didn't want to promote it. But I agree with Pat. I mean, with Kat, it looks like you're going to have money looks really good for you, Maureen, with that. And I do feel that lucky energy. So I would definitely agree with Kat 100% with that for you. And I love it for you. So next, Kat, we have, let me scroll down here. We've got a lot of hellos. Also have here, Catherine Hickey. Welcome, Catherine. So glad to have you here. She said, would welcome a mini reading if time allows, winding up my life here in the U.S. Aww. As I prepare to move back to Ireland to assist my parents. So, yeah, Catherine, what I'm seeing for you, you know, it looks like this is part of like where you're supposed to be. It looks like you're definitely on the path that you're supposed to be. And this, I really feel like this move back to Ireland, even though I do kind of get, it's like bittersweet, like leaving the US. I do feel like this is part for like a spiritual purpose. I do feel like there is going to be like a transformation for you. It looks like there's going to be like, it's a divine. I do feel like this is a divine purpose. This is where you're supposed to be. This is part of your path. At first, you know, it does show like you might feel like a little bit of like isolation or not as sociable because like with your friends and things like that. So I see like a little bit of a bumpy time and an adjustment period. However, they're saying like after these delays and obstacles, like I see you overcoming that. And it's kind of like the strength that you get, this remarkable resilience, this strength. And then I really just see like a lot of soul connections for you there, a lot of change, a lot of positive energy that's really going to move you in a good direction, even though at first it may be a little bit of a bumpy ride because they kind of show it like a roller coaster, and it was like a wooden roller coaster. It's like going up there and you hear it clicking and it's kind of like shaking you around, and which could be indicative that like at first there's a little bit of a time to acclimate, but like once you get there, it's smooth sailing. And I do see things really going for you for the place with Ireland. You're supposed to be there. Definitely your parents need you there. And I really do appreciate that for you. And I do see you finding peace with that, just a lot of that as well. And this, the angel that I have coming to help you with that is Raphael. And that's going to help with travel. And the stone I get is Emerald, because it really looks like this is going to help your heart chakra grow and expand and heal on a new level. So I'll pass that on to Kat.
I love it. And Ginger, that is so funny. You were thinking about Raphael because that's who I also saw. And you for a few moments reminded me of Gerald.
I love her. Yes, I loved her.
She definitely came, just, you know, her energy definitely came through your answer. And I could feel that strongly. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Catherine, I feel that I want to really support and definitely, I agree with what Ginger said about the bittersweetness of leaving the U.S. to go back to Ireland, but I feel like also there is no place like home this time in a very, very different way. Not only will you be caretaking, and I know this is probably, I feel like if there is help around the home, or there's somebody that maybe can come in and help, or there's somebody who is even working outdoors in the yard or something like this, or I don't know, there's someone around that I could tell you has sandy hair. I feel masculine energy, like there's another reason you're going. So you're giving yourself, you're making all these sacrifices for your parents. And it is a little bit weird at first because it's isolating, like Ginger had said, but there's a friend or a companion leading to more that's going to come into your life there and become a big piece of what you do. And but he feels like a helper person also. So it's almost like an image of yourself. And I'm definitely seeing hair, which probably isn't your norm, but there's something about it that's, and he's younger. So he comes from really good family. I really do believe this is what is destined for you and why you're going back, because the sacrifices that you go ahead and give and take on will actually turn into your greatest blessing. And I really do feel it's because of one other person that you meet.
I love that for her as well. Thank you, Kat. So I am drawn to Miss Kelly because today is Kelly's birthday, and I wouldn't feel right not giving her a birthday reading. So Kelly says, open to any messages, please and thank you. So Kelly, what I see for you, your angels and guides are saying it's really important right now to like pull it back a little bit, slow down a little bit. I see you like an image, and I know like you're a Gemini, Kelly, and I love Geminis, but I do see you like juggling like a lot of things, but even for you, it's a lot to juggle. So they're saying just like pull back just a little bit with some of your responsibilities, maybe delegate, maybe prioritize, because like it's really important like for self-care for you now, because it's like a car going with like no brakes is how I see like the energy. And I do see you like kind of like at a crossroads. There's going to be a decision for you that definitely looks like two choices. And you know, we have Jupiter in Gemini, the sun in Gemini, and then the Gemini new moon, and so it's going to offer multiple choices. But they're saying like, I do feel like with this, if you really go into like your heart center, really go with your inspiration, what inspires you, and really just let go of like any overthinking and just take a deep breath and go into like your heart space, it's going to lead you. And it's just, this decision is going to be something that is like you'll feel inspired, or it'll be like around a creative endeavor, and it's going to help you. And they do show, Kelly, a wish coming true for you. But the thing is with this wish, it's like really important to like again get out of that head space, get out of the space of like when's it going to happen, how's it going to happen, where's it going to happen, like that kind of thing, because they kind of show like an image of like a wheel moving. And when you get into the headspace of thinking how, when, where, and get in like to all the logistics, it's actually going to slow it down from occurring a little bit. But they say if you can just move into that faith, that heart space, and that knowing that wish is going to come true, and it's going to be better than you think, and it looks like it's going to cut through any BS that comes your way. But really trust your intuition, trust that guidance you have, that inspiration. I even see like something around a creative project really looking good for you. And the angels Raziel, and the stone that I have for you is black tourmaline. So I'm going to pass that on to Kat.
I love that, Ginger. Thank you. And Kelly, I too believe that you went through a cycle of lessons, learnings, experiences, and for some reason they're showing me young person or people. I don't know what this is. It's youthful energy. I know we're talking about the Gemini energy being so youthful, but I feel like there is a, whatever the mental, sometimes we try to overthink it, or we try to figure it out, or sort, you know, as a Gemini especially, there's no question about the overthinking, but we get to this place where, okay, enough is enough. You're going to soon shut, like kind of shut your little brain off for a minute, and go into more of a passion, like a body, a feeling, a knowing, a whatever disappointments that have taken place or are currently, even it, to me, for what I see ahead, it's a Gemini new moon. It's always the darkest before the dawn. So we may have a period of a little more anxiety, or like something maybe you wanted to work out isn't working out and you're trying to figure that out, but then something behind it, you manifest this like amazing amount of passion, joy, adventure. I do see a short trip, but I also see a passionate person coming towards you, and it's almost like an adventure. And I'm pulling a lot of wand energy too on the other side of this. First, I pull some swords, you know, and it's very overwhelming this season, I think, for a very short time. But so if you're overwhelmed about anything, it's almost like you're kind of saying, you know what, I'm going to throw in this towel or leave this over here, and I'm going to go on to something that's going to give me joy. And that's basically what I'm seeing. And I also think you have a strong ability to manifest right now, and you're manifesting a more physical presence. You're manifesting putting action into words ahead. I mean, your words into actions, I should say. And I also believe that you have an ability coming up that allows you to sort out anything that isn't real in your life, or anyone who, if someone has been unkind to you, or if you're grieving anyone or anything from the past, I think now is the time to really welcome newer energy and to pay attention to your intuition more than you ever have before.
I love that for her too, Kat. And as you spoke, I don't know if this is relevant to you or not, Kelly, but I did see butterflies around you. So just keep note of that. I kind of feel like it's a message from the other side for you, but I do see like lots of butterflies around you. So, you know, Kat talked about those messages. Sometimes they're subtle, sometimes they're like in your face, but just being right. aware of that. I do
see learning. That. It's a big growth spurt for you. Huge.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So I love that for you, Kelly. I think it's about time for us to wrap up, Kat. So do you want to tell everyone, like, where, I know they know where you can find you, but anything else that you just want to share? There's so much. We could talk forever. I would love it.
I know. And I loved being with you. Ginger, you are amazing. Thank you so much for having me tonight. Everyone knows I am always over on 1-2-listen.com. I love my one-on-one sessions. I'm excited to, thanks to Ginger, it looks like I'm going to be coming back with a tarot class in the autumn season. So
yeah, we'll have a private discussion. that in the book.
Thank you so much, Ginger, for having me. And Jay, thank you for being our producer. And bye, everybody. It was so nice to meet all of you and connect with you here. I wish we had more time also.
Oh, me too. So everyone, thank you so much. Again, please check out Kat's 1-2 Academy course when it comes on 1-2. You will not be disappointed. You will know tarot inside and out, and your intuition will definitely reach a new level. So please check that out, and she will have the most amazing, I'm telling you, detailed book that you've ever read when that gets published. I will be first in line, Kat, to get that for sure.
I will remember that, Ginger. Thank you.
Absolutely. Bye-bye, everyone. Thank you so much, and I hope everyone has a wonderful evening. Thanks so much for everyone coming. And again, Kat, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Big hugs, Ginger. Big
you
hugs.
Too. Bye-bye, everyone.
People will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. Hi, this is Ginger, advisor at 1-2-listen.com and host of my new show, Heart Matters, at 1-2-radio.com. Heart Matters is a place where we explore all matters of the heart, anything that has real meaning to you. Heart Matters will be live every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific. It's my hope that Heart Matters becomes more than just a weekly radio show, but a place that leaves you feeling heard in all matters of the heart, because your heart matters. May you always leave here feeling heard in all matters of the heart, because, well, your heart matters.